everyone, and welcome to Islands on the Air. I have on the phone with me Helena Burke, who is the executive director at CAMI. Hi, Helena.
Hi, John.
Thank you for taking a few moments to speak with me. So,
you're welcome.
Thank you. So before we get into our interview talking about International Women's Day, can you explain to us a little bit about what is CAMI and what CAMI is mandated to do?
So CAMI is an acronym that stands for Council for Anglophone Magdalen Islanders. So we're a regional association that works to support the English linguistic minority community here in the Magdalen Islands. So we have a pretty broad mandate, and we support the English-speaking community across an array of sectors. So we work in almost every sector you can imagine. We do health and social services, we do education, we do economic development, we do early childhood, mental health. So anything essentially that touches the lives of the English-speaking community.
Wow, that's quite a mandate indeed. And I guess following underneath that would be certain activities. I noticed online that CAMI, along with other partners, is hosting an event on International Women's Day. And the theme is Choose to Challenge. What inspiration brought on this event?
So this event was inspired by a collaboration of several organizations. So we've been meeting with some different organizations that work within the Francophone community to support women. We've been asked, they would like to get in and work more with the community, more with the English-speaking community, and because of the language barrier, they're not sure how to reach the community. And because many of these organizations that work with women have mandates that are a little bit, we could use the term taboo if we want, because they deal more with issues around sexual aggression, domestic violence, women's rights, and things like that. So sometimes these types of issues can make people uncomfortable. So trying to reach people to participate and engage with these types of organizations can sometimes be hard, especially if you're from outside the community, because we often find Francophone organizations trying to come into the community, it's harder for them to connect with the community if they're not coming in through a link with us. So we've been speaking with these organizations to look at strategies and ways and how we could encourage greater participation of the English-speaking women within activities and programs that are offered by these Francophone organizations. So we thought that a good introduction to these organizations could be through an International Women's Day event. With COVID-19 in the past year, it's been really challenging for people, especially for women who, you know, have a lot of responsibility, caring for the family, and we have women who are full-time workers and things like that. So we figured that offering a free International Women's Day activity would reach a broad audience of women and get women engaged into something, and that we could use this event to do something fun for women, but also to inspire them and to educate them on services and things that are available to them within the broader Francophone community.
Wow, that's very impressive, and congratulations on taking on the role and the leadership in making this the event happen. It sounds great for a good cause, and it's always a good cause. It's always a good way to get people integrated, especially when there's some linguistic barriers, and to always have partnerships that are willing to partake in an activity, to be partnered, to be able to showcase what they have to offer is always something good. So the activity that's coming up on this weekend, on the 8th of March.
So the actual event's going to happen on Saturday, March 6th. So it's going to be done virtually. So what we're doing is we've organized a virtual paint night with a local artist who will lead participants through an art activity on Zoom. This activity will also promote the different organizations and services that are available to women in the region. We've also have a guest speaker from the I Love Me campaign located in Ottawa, who's going to give a motivational speech. We also have a local massage therapist who will be providing a small workshop on self-care. Like I mentioned earlier, women are always seem to be so busy taking care of everybody else that they don't often take the time to take care of themselves. So we've asked Audrey Ann from Bloom Experiences to come in and give us some tips and tricks on how to take care of oneself. We're also offering a free lunch box. So participants will come pick up their lunch boxes and their art kits. They'll do the activity from home by Zoom. On the 8th of March, we're actually hosting an activity in collaboration with the school. So it's basically the same activity, the paint activity with 10 high school girls. And in addition to the paint activity, we have invited the I Love Me campaign to also come in and do a workshop on girl empowerment. So to work with the secondary school girls on empowerment. And we've also invited some of the women's group representatives to come in to meet the girls and start building those relationships. So we have kind of like a two-part event, so one that's going to target really the women in the community and one that seeks to target the high school girls.
Wow, how fantastic. They both sound really good, and it's kind of like perfect timing, right? Because in the age of the pandemic and with International Women's Day, what a great way to celebrate the women in our community and all across the world, actually. As a leader, as a woman, as a leader in your own community, do you have some words that you would like to say to anyone listening?
So my message to all the women out there and anybody else who chooses to support gender equality is this. We can all choose to challenge and call out gender bias and inequality. We can choose to seek it out and celebrate women's achievements. Collectively, we can all help create an inclusive world in which women can thrive. From challenge comes change, so let's all choose to challenge. Show your commitment to build a more gender-equal world and encourage others to help forge women's equality. I hope that you'll take some time to reflect on your own strength and resilience as a woman on March 8th, especially during these exceptionally trying times that we're currently experiencing with the pandemic. After all, we need to take some time to step back and think about the place that women take in the world and how important that place is. So we're all women. That's your superpower, and don't ever forget it.
Wow, fantastic. What great words. What great words of encouragement. Well, thank you for calling in with us here at CFIM and Ellen's on the Air. I wish you a great activity. Happy Women's Day. And we look forward to chatting again soon.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.